الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. What a night here at Brayhead Arena. Sadly for Brayhead Clan, they only had a point to show for their efforts. Sheffield Steelers winning 9-8 after penalty shots. That's right, 9-8. What a game we had here tonight. Is it a classic in the history of the Elite League? It must be. My goodness, action end-to-end, goals aplenty. And there was so much. So if you excuse me, I'm going to go through all the goals here, so it may take some time. Jason Hewitt opened the scoring for the Steelers. A frantic start to the game after only 2 minutes. That set the tone. Then Chris Lawrence made it 2-0 for the Steelers after 7 minutes 23. Chris Britton took a pass from Scott Pitt and smashed into the net to reduce the deficit on 9:44. Levi Nelson went up the other end and put one in, 10:08. The Steelers leading by 3-1. Clan weren't out of it yet though. Matt Keith shot escaping from Marek Pink in the Steelers' goal. Clan getting their second to make it 3-2. Then a Brendan Brooks hammer shot equalising the game at 3-3. That was only 16 minutes into the game. Matt Haywood's dink shot left Pink beaten. Clan went 4-3 up on 17-14. So if that was the first period, you can imagine how the rest of the game went after that. Robert Dowd equalised on 21-47. Then Frederick Vestberg made it 5-4 for the visitors on 23-43. Brendan Brooks taking a shot unassisted. Pink was beaten to make it 5-5. Then Scott Pink sweeping into the unguarded net. 6-5 up on the power play. We hadn't even got to the half-hour mark. Stefan Meyer added a 7 for the Clan, making it 7-5 in the third period. Then he added his second of the night to make it 8-5, 47-48. Tyler Mosienko started the comeback for the Steelers to make it 8-6. Robert Dowd and Mathieu Roy made it 8 apiece, taking the game into overtime. We couldn't find a winner there. Went all the way to penalty shots. Chris Lawrence scoring the winning penalty shot. Tyler Mosienko and Vestberg also scoring for the Steelers. Clan unlucky on this occasion, going down on penalty shots. Interesting to get the reaction from both teams after this. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me right now. Ryan, a 9-8 game. What do you say to that?
Well, you score 8 goals at home, you expect to win. Unfortunately, our goalie, we gave up... We gave up 8, 3 in the shootout, and I'm pretty sure that one went in. So we gave up 12 tonight.
But what a game, though. I mean, how was your heart after that? I mean, it was incredible for the fans, certainly.
Wow, yeah. It's entertaining, I guess. But, yeah, pretty frustrating. You go up 8-5, 10 minutes left, basically the next 3 out of the next 5 shots go in, it's 8-8. They got all the momentum. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves clinging on. We needed a save tonight. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We didn't get the goaltending. They have an emergency back, our emergency starter in. Okay. Then they put their British kid in. Shouldn't happen. You score 8 goals tonight, you should win a freaking hockey game.
But great goals from the team, though. Let's try and look at it from a positive point of view, if you can. Again, another good spread of goals out the team.
Yeah, I got no. We're scoring goals. We're scoring goals. Our power play clicked. Every time they put the puck on net, it went in. Tough to play hockey that way. You know, I'll give them credit. I'll give Sheffield credit. They came at us hard. The first 5 minutes of every period, they were very good. Very, very good. First period, they owned probably 10 minutes of that, and then we got on the gas. Power play got us going. You know, our guys battled hard. Our offensively, we battled hard. We scored 8 goals. Went 1-for-2 on the penalty shots. Wasn't enough tonight.
And obviously the goalie seems to be the root of the problem. That's what you're just kind of saying there. What about the game tomorrow in Coventry? Does that concern you getting into that game?
We scored 6 against them last game. We scored 8 tonight. We get some goaltending. Haven't decided if it's going to be Rusty or Holt, but we just can't have that. You can't have that display, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating as a group, and Chris knows it. He'll be the first to admit it. We cannot afford to have that kind of display. I mean, we scored 8 goals tonight and didn't win a hockey game.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Brendan Brooks with me now. Brendan, that was quite a game to watch. What was it like to play in?
I guess like offensively it's good, but you know when you're when you got a lead, you don't want that to happen and turn it into a run and gun kind of game, and that's what happened. And you know, they took advantage of it. They're a fairly skilled team, but you know, we needed to not let that happen, and we did. And it's disappointing, but you know, I always say one's better than none. 1 point's better than none, but yeah, it's definitely disappointing.
It must feel like a defeat, though. You know,
oh, for sure.
I mean, it is a defeat.
Yeah,
but, you know,
for sure. We scored. I thought we scored enough to win tonight, and you know, the power play was going, but. You know, I've never been a part of a game like that ever in my whole entire career. I've never, ever seen anything like that.
It was just backwards and forwards.
Yeah,
all the
it
way.
Was just running gun and so many goals. I've just never been a part of it. I'm not even sure how to assess that game when it's a game like that.
Describe the mood in the locker room after that disappointment. Is
yeah,
it
you know,
emotion,
for sure. You know, it is disappointing because, you know, we wanted to win, and I thought you played well enough to get the win, you know, scoring 8 goals. And you know, I mean, I think, you know, we have to take some positives from that. Our power play tonight was really good. And, you know, so if we, you know, feed off of that and look at the positives, good things that we did, you know, we scored 8 goals. We haven't done that this year. You know, PP was good. You know, we just have to, you know, maybe bear down and not let those goals go in and back check a little bit harder. Or, you know, it's hard to say. Just everything was going in on both sides. And it's just a weird game.
I mean, not too long ago, it seemed like Clan couldn't buy a goal despite creating loads and loads of chances. That's not a problem now.
Yeah.
6 last week, 8 tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, those problems seem to be solved.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to score goals and, you know, get the guys who are offensive to get some confidence. And myself included, you know, I've been kind of struggling a little bit, and it was nice to get some goals tonight and, you know, be a part of the offense. And, you know, that's what I came here to do, so...
Seems to be overtime and penalty shots. Is there a psychological thing that the team can't seem to go over that barrier this season?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we have to, you know, take a look at and, you know, see what the reason is why we're struggling there. You know, the other teams are, you know, scoring, and we're not scoring enough right now in the shootout. So maybe we got to go and work a little harder on that. And because that extra point adds up. That's 2 for sure against that we should have had. And, you know, I think we just have to go back and look at that and see what happens.
On to Coventry tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys haven't given it all out there tonight
yeah.
and yourself shot tomorrow.
No, I think, you know, we're gonna see what kind of team we are, how we show up tomorrow, and I think we will. You know, it seems it's disappointing, but I think if we come out, play hard like we did tonight, good things will happen.
Thanks so much, Brent.
Yep.
Steelers coach Paul Thompson joins me now. Paul, you look visibly shattered. What a game.
Well, yeah, not a great game from a coaching perspective, but I mean, you know, we come home with the points tonight, and there's nothing you can do. You know, neither coach can, you know, when pucks are thrown at the net and everything's going in, and you know, it's been 20 minutes since the game finished, and I'm still a little bit shell-shocked, but I'd seen enough, put Brad in, and I think, you know, that rallied us a little bit at 8-5. It looked like it was curtains, but it didn't, and I'll give the boys total credit for feeding off Brad and our fans, and, you know, the atmosphere in the building totally changed when we got that 6th goal and the 7th goal, and because the way the game had gone, once we got that one back, you thought, you know what, we can get 2 or 3 here, because the goal scoring side of things today was very, very easy for both clubs. It was one of them freak games. Well, it's not been so freak for us because, you know what, on the road, we've been shelling goals like peas, and it's not frustrating, but at least we come back with 2 points.
I mean, it's one of those games you're going to have to look at the positives and the negative side of it ahead of possibly your next game, and you don't get a lot of time to do that.
No, and we're in the results business, but, you know, there's a time when, you know, Matthew Waugh scores a totally legitimate goal. You know, he gets sticked around the neck, which would have given us a 5-on-3, and ends up getting a 10-minute misconduct. And 7-1, I think it was, until we got that power play goal, 7-2 in power plays. And I just, everything about today was garbage. The only good thing is that, you know, we came home with the extra point.
You've been in this league a long time, Paul. Have you ever seen a game like this one?
No.
Never?
No. Never, never. I mean, you know, and I don't want to be... I'm not disillusioned because we've come away with something. And, you know, Daryl Hayes said in the changing room, maybe this is the freak kind of turnaround on the road, because our home form, we've been so hard to beat, we've been solid defensively, but you know, our goaltending hasn't been up to scratch, and tonight, you know, was a prime example of that. But you know, again, we hang our goalie out to dry defensively. We're too soft. We give pucks away. But maybe today it kickstarts us on the road.
Thank you very much, Paul.
I don't know what to say, you know, because.
And that's the mood of both camps, Ryan Finnerty and Paul Thompson, especially two shell-shocked coaches on a night where Brayhead Clan lost 9-8. That was after penalty shots. An incredible game it was indeed. I'm sure you'll keep an eye out for the highlights when they become available. Brayhead Clan return to Brayhead Arena, not for a couple of weeks now. Sunday the 29th of November, they take on the Fife Flyers. That's a 6 o'clock face-off. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them direct at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Fife Flyers coming here to Brayhead Arena on Sunday, the 29th of November. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty, Brendan Brooks, and of course the Sheffield Steelers coach Paul Thompson for his time reflecting on what was an unbelievably crazy game. Brayhead Clan losing by 9-8 after penalty shots. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'll be back soon with more interviews and more match roundups as well. Keep up to date with the latest news from the club on the website, brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. I'm Craig Anderson. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.